This is what police saw on January 6, 2021, when they were overwhelmed by a mob trying to overturn President Donald Trump's election defeat. Capitol Police Officer Carolyn Edward was the first of many officers to be injured.
There were officers on the ground, they were bleeding, they were throwing up, I saw friends with blood all over their faces. I was slipping in people's blood.
While rioters vandalized the Capitol and threatened to kill members of Congress, Trump was watching it all unfold on TV from the White House. According to committee investigators, Trump ignored pleas from advisors and trapped members of Congress to call off the rioters.
Aware of the rioters' chance to hang Mike Pence, the president responded with this sentiment, quote, "Maybe our supporters have the right idea. Mike Pence, quote, deserves it."
Committee investigators also argued that a Trump tweet in December was the impetus for far-right groups to plan the insurrection, showing videotaped depositions of rioters confirming their motives.
He personally asked for us to come to D.C. that day. And I thought, for everything he's done for us, if this is the only thing he's going to ask of me, I'll do it.
All of us here today.
Then there was the ongoing effort led by Trump to falsely claim the election had been stolen. The committee showed video of then Attorney General Bill Barr testifying that the claim was in fact a lie.
I made it clear I did not agree with the idea of saying the election was stolen and putting out this stuff, which I told the president was bullshit. And, I didn't want to be a part of it.
Investigators say Trump didn't listen, but his daughter, Ivanka, told them she did.
I respect Attorney General Barr, so I accepted what he was saying.
According to the committee chairman, taken as a whole, the riot and the efforts to overturn the election was nothing short of a coup attempt, a first in American history.
January 6th was the culmination of an attempted coup. A brazen attempt, as one rioter put it shortly after January 6th, to overthrow the government.
Republican leaders in Congress remain the former president's defenders.
In fact, it is the most political and least legitimate committee in American history. It has used congressional subpoenas to attack Republicans, violate due process, and infringe on the political speech private citizens.
This was just the explosive beginning to a half dozen more public hearings scheduled for this month. They're promised to feature more testimony from former Trump aides who threatened to resign and believe Trump was too dangerous to lead by himself in the waning days of his presidency. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.